My boyfriend and I used to play a game when traveling internationally. We would both go through two separate customs lines to see who got through first. Now, the loser would always have to buy the winner dinner or some other sort of treat. The reason this was such an interesting game there was two reasons for this. The first was that this was just 1 year after 9/11, and my boyfriend's name was Jahangir, born in Karachi, Pakistan. The second reason was that I had a passport issued in La República de Cuba. I had been living there for a while. My passport expired, so I had to get a new one. But you can imagine what kind of havoc this wreaked going through the customs lines. It took us five times longer to get through than anybody else. The customs official had to decide which one was the bigger threat, communist or terrorist. I always got the same questions. What were you doing in Cuba? I was studying. How long were you there? 2 years. Do you plan to go back? Yes. And, you know, they couldn't straight out ask me, are you a communist or have you ever been a communist? Because this is the United States and McCarthy is dead. But that is essentially what they were trying to suss out. Now, my boyfriend Jahangir had a whole different set of questions. When was the last time you were in Pakistan? 1979. Are you a member of Al-Qaeda? No. Have you ever been to a madrasa or an Al-Qaeda training camp? No. So these questions were really frustrating for us at first. They were annoying. But going through it together, we were able to commiserate, and it brought us closer together, and we actually had fun with it. We would compare questions, which ones were new and which ones were different. And he won sometimes, and I won sometimes. In 2004, we were traveling from Toronto, Canada, to Seattle, Washington. And we were going there for a ballroom dance competition. I had actually met Jahangir in a ballroom dance class, and it was one of the reasons that I was really intrigued by him. A Pakistani ballroom dancer. I don't know about the rest of you, but I have never met and still haven't met any other Pakistani ballroom dancers, and I've been ballroom dancing for over 15 years. And you know, perhaps there are a few closeted Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers out there in the Middle Eastern countries someplace, but I'm pretty sure I was dancing with the Middle Eastern Fred. So we were dating. We took lessons together. We started practicing. He was trying to impress me, so we probably danced more than he wanted to. And we decided to do our first competition in Seattle. So we got to the airport. We got in our separate lines. We looked at each other, nodded. Get ready, get set, go. I got through really fast that day. They asked me one question. I answered dutifully, and I was through. I was feeling really triumphant, thinking about the wonderful dinner I was going to get that evening. And as I looked back at Jahangir to gloat, I saw him being led away by the elbows by two armed guards. They were taking him to the rear of the customs area into this kind of nondescript pale green door. I broke into a sweat and I rushed over there. The security guard saw me and said, "Sit here and wait," which I did. For the first 15 minutes, I was pissed off. How dare they detain my boyfriend just because he was from Pakistan? I should stand up and protest. I should raise hell. For the second half hour, after 45 minutes, I started getting worried. What were they doing to him? I imagined this kind of small, dark cement room with a low-hanging light. And the good cop, bad cop scenario, right? The one guy sitting in front leaning over and asking these really mean and intimidating questions, and the other guy pacing back and forth with a cigarette. Or maybe they were torturing him. Maybe they were hurting him. After 90 minutes, I started wondering how well I really knew this man. We had been long-distance dating the entire time. There were lots of unaccounted time. In 2001, I had been living in New York City, working in a high-rise in Manhattan. And after the second plane hit, they evacuated my building. Jahangir did not call me for over 24 hours. When he finally called me the next day, he said, "Well, I'm sorry, babe. You know, I had a night shift last night. I was sleeping all day." I had no idea this was going on until I flipped on the TV. And then there was that time he went to Spain for a month to study flamenco guitar. Lots of holes, lots of days and weeks that were unaccounted for, and I began to really wonder. After 2 hours, they finally released him. He exited out that pale green door. And he didn't seem tortured. He didn't seem flustered. He shook hands with the customs guy. He signed a couple papers, and he came over to me and gave me a big hug, and he said, "Don't worry. They were actually quite polite." And I said, "Well, what happened? You know, why did they detain you? Was this just another so-called random search, or was there actually, why did they stop you?" And he said, "Well, you know, I was in line. They were asking me all the usual questions about Al-Qaeda and the madrasa." And then the guy said, "Well, why are you traveling to the United States today?" And Jahangir said, "Well, I'm going to dance in a ballroom competition." The official said, "Sir, we'll have to ask you a few more questions. Would you step aside, please?" So apparently the idea of a Pakistani ballroom dancer was just as unlikely to Homeland Security. So as we walked back to the ticketing agent, because at that point we had missed our plane, Jahangir took my hand and we talked. And I very quickly realized that Jahangir was not a terrorist. I waltzed with Jahangir. I cha-cha'd with Jahangir. I loved him. And I knew him better than any customs official could after a superficial 2-hour interrogation. We got 3rd place in the ballroom dance competition. We've now been married for 6 years, and we have a beautiful 2-year-old son. And now when we go through customs, they never stop us. Never. I don't know whether it's the combination of communist, terrorist, and baby communist terrorist that throws them for a loop, or whether it's just that the two evils of communism and terrorism cancel each other out. Thank you.